Welcome back to the Brothers in Christ podcast, On and Off the Field, episode 11. We got myself and my co-host here, other way around. We got Jeff Kennison and his co-host, Ryan Moody. Yeah. Dude. How are you doing, J-Man?
Good, how are you? Yeah.
I'm doing good. Yeah, I'm excited to be here with you.
Yeah.
Another pod, we're hitting double digits. It's getting exciting. We were just talking before this. It's about 8 months of pods going.
Yeah. Thank you for doing it.
Thank you for doing it, Jeff.
It's such a blessing to be a part of this.
You are it. I'm a part of it. You are it. Well, we can got a song dialed up today. You want to get into it? I've got one dialed up for us. Song of the day. It's called The Sun by Anthony Bradford. You ready?
Yeah. Of it.
Yeah, what do you think of that one?
I think, you know, it says in the Bible, draw me unto you, and I will draw near to
you. Draw near to me, and I will draw near to you. Assist.
Thank you, Ryan. So I think, you know, I think God wants it. Us to draw closer to him. And so if you're out there, just spend time with his word every day and pray with him and talk to him just spend time with him because he wants the one-on-one time with you.
How do you try to draw near, Jeff? How do you do that in your life?
So I think I share this with on the podcast before, but when I wake up every morning, I pray and start with like some of my Christian music, like I like Chris Tomlin, you know,
classic.
So I want to start with like worship music. If you have your favorite Christian music, then just play your favorites, you know, and then start with playing and then read the Bible. Read a chapter of the Bible. For me, it's audiobooks. And one of the audiobooks I recommend is called Walking with God. It's by Max Lucado. I actually finished it a while ago, and I highly recommend that audiobook because in the Bible it says again 12 million me, and I will 12 million use of my encouragement is to just 12 million to God, and he'll 12 million you, but just have that relationship with him.
Yeah, that's great. That's super important. I think for me, that song just, even in tough times, God's still close. That's, and if we draw near to him, he's not far. So that's what I like about that song.
Yeah, well, it says, when two or more gathered, he's even my mallet. As we're doing the podcast, right now, he's with you, the listener, every day of while you're walking with him. It's not about me. It's not about Ryan. He wants to be with you right now, wherever you are.
Yeah, I agree. That's super cool, Jeff.
Yeah.
That's just important to remember, and sometimes it's easy to forget that when things get crazy and life gets hard. But if we, draw near, God's not gonna hide himself from us. That's not in his character.
Yeah.
All right, I got our verse of the day. I didn't share with you before, so you're gonna have to think about what it means to you pretty quick here. But it's Acts 22:16, and it says, "And now, what are you waiting for? Get up, be baptized, and wash your sins away, calling on his name." And I think what I like about that verse, and why I wanted to share it, is what are we waiting for to do things in our lives that we want to do, to help people, to further bless people, to make moves that'll impact people. What are you waiting for? And that's what this is about. There's nothing to wait for. We're invite you know God invites us to follow our dreams and to broaden the kingdom. No need to wait.
Yeah. So I get out by read it to me again.
Oh, okay, we're gonna get into it again. All right, here it is. It says, "And now, what are you waiting for? Get up, be baptized, and wash your sins away, calling on his name."
So the great thing is, all you have to do when you sin against God is just to ask for forgiveness. And then he'll forgive you, and then it's all up to you. My goal in my life is to make a difference wherever I go. So,
You're not waiting to do it. You're doing it, right?
Yeah.
That's what's important. We're commissioned and have favor, and we're able to go do those things.
I just want to encourage you again, just to talk to somebody. My thing is prayer, but if it's not your gift, then if you don't know what your gift is, I said this a while ago, pray about it and God will show you. So, if you do go serve however God wants you to serve, bless people.
Yeah, 100%. I agree. That's awesome, J-Man.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Yeah, whatever, take time, pray about where your gifts are and where you can help people, and that's a really good place to start. So, yeah, I know we wanted to talk. Why don't we start off with it, J-Man? We're gonna talk a little NFL, talk a little NFL new documentary called Quarterbacks. Follows the season, the 2022-23 season of Kansas City quarterback Patrick Mahomes, Atlanta Falcons quarterback Marcus Mariota, and Minnesota Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins. Yeah, I'm curious to hear your thoughts, Jeff, what you thought, what you liked, what you didn't like.
I think it's the best show. Well done. I mean,
The best show compared to what?
like, cause I don't really, outside of sports, I really don't really like anything on TV, so
Not
anyway,
even The Voice.
yes, but
Got
anyway,
you there a little bit.
so anyway, I just like to honor God with what I want. Anyway, it's nice to watch something and honor God, but yet enjoy it. Enjoy what you're watching, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. And why did you feel like it was honoring?
Because, it shows they're making a difference. It shows them. It shows them making a difference in the community. It shows them hanging out with their family, and it shows them living out what God has planned for them, especially Cousins. I mean, what a godly guy that was. It doesn't matter that I'm a Packers fan. And all that matters is me and Ryan and Cousins are gonna spend eternity together.
Yeah,
And
wow.
he's just a normal guy too. And you look at him, Marcus Mariota, he's a good guy, but I really gain respect
Thinking about
for
Kirk.
yeah, I mean, and Patrick, well, he's a good guy too, but I think what I'm trying to get is, if you honor God with what you're doing, it doesn't matter if you play football or whatever you do, he will bless you because he loves you. I mean, I mean, he had a great year last year because God wanted to bless him. And God gave him a great family too. And it was cool because he would just go home and hang out with his wife and his kids. It wasn't about him, you know.
Yeah, I think one of the coolest moments of the show is Kirk leads a huge comeback versus the Detroit Lions and throws a late touchdown pass to win the game. And that same week, Patrick Mahomes does the same thing against the Raiders. And you get to see Patrick Mahomes is having a beer with his buddies and his wife and his dad. I'm just talking about the game, how great he played, which is, there's nothing, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think that's a great way to celebrate. But I just think there's a different level of maturity with Kirk when he has a big game like that. And instead of puffing up what he did, he goes home to his wife and kids and has a bonfire and relaxes and, you know, and spends that quality time with his family. It just shows, you know, how, you know, invested he is all the time and how that pays dividends for him.
So I want God to use us to bless other people, but if there are any football people out there, you gotta watch quarterback. God gave me a love for people and a heart for people and a heart to love sports, but I highly encourage you to watch quarterback because it'll change your outlook on the players you get. You just, I don't want to give too much away.
Yeah, I just think it really breaks down what it goes in, you know, what goes into being a high level quarterback at the NFL level in terms of preparation, practice, nutrition, training, you know, skill developing, breakdown of film, all, you know, recovery, plus what it takes to do that and also have time for your family, your friends. What, you know, how much support the family and friends are, just everything that goes into it, I think is very cool to learn and also see how some of these guys do it at the greatest level and do it in a very honoring way. So yeah, what were your thoughts on, you know, all that goes into being that, you know, the day-to-day life of a player like that, but also the family and friends too?
I think it's really cool to see, like, I lost my train of thought,
You're talking
so
about the family and friends and what goes into the day to day.
I
Yeah, I
think
mean, it's cool to see.
Patrick Mahomes watches a lot of tape.
Why do you think that?
He watches like 6 games before.
He looks at six games before each team he's playing,
I think so.
just to pick up trends and tendencies of what they're doing.
Yeah, but I think it's also really cool to see, like, Marcus Mariota, Marcus Mariota's wife is helping him at one point to the place. So it's really cool to see that how my wife support them.
Yeah, it is cool. You know, it's not just a one-man show like people think, but
Yeah.
there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes. I think you're
Yeah.
really be able to see through the show that we've never really
Yeah.
been able to see before as fans.
Yeah, I mean, I really hope, yeah.
You hope what?
I hope they do it again next year because it was so well done, and Peyton Manning has a gift because I have no idea, but God wants me to be blessed too. Ryan actually told me about this, so I started watching it. So God wants us to bless your life, not only in sports, but in real life, so when you get to transform quarterback.
Yeah, if you're a football fan and need a show to watch, that's our top recommendation right now. All right, Jim, man, if you could pick three quarterbacks to be on the show next year that weren't in the show this year, who would you pick?
Derek Carr.
Okay, and why? Why do you pick him?
Because he's a Christian.
That's one.
If you don't know who Derek Carr is, he used to play for the Raiders. He got traded to
The Saints.
the Saints, and I don't really know anybody else.
That you'd want to see.
Maybe,
What about Trevor Lawrence?
Trevor Lawrence and
Aaron Rodgers?
no, I mean,
Not you don't want to see what Aaron Rodgers is truly like.
I don't really know.
What about so far you've got Derek Carr, Trevor Lawrence. How about Russell Wilson?
Was Wilson Trouble once and
Derek Carr.
Derek Carr.
All right. Those are solid. I like those. I was going to say Russell Wilson, but I won't because you said him. I just want to see if he's truly as kind of corny as he seems to be in real life.
Who
I would
would you?
say, who would I want?
Yeah.
I want Josh Allen because I think he's cool. I think it'd be fun to see. Joe Burrow, just to see if he's worth all the hate that you and your dad give him. I want to see what that guy's like too. I just don't know. It'd be interesting to see what he's
Yeah.
like. And I would say I'd say this year, my third would maybe be like either Matt Stafford, kind of because he's at the end of his career with the Rams and how that goes,
Oh, cool,
or
yeah.
like Bryce Young with the Panthers, just like what a big rookie quarterback, what it's like being a top pick rookie quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah.
Nope, scratch that. Never mind. I want Baker Mayfield. That's my third.
Okay.
I want
So
Baker. I want Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, and Baker Mayfield because Baker Mayfield's a gamer and he plays hard and he's
yeah.
passionate. I think it'd
Yeah.
be fun.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't think of Baker Mayfield.
Yeah. I don't know. I just hope that they do again, it's still, it definitely makes it exciting because because you know it gets you hyped up because the NFL season is right around the corner, so it's fun to see, highlights from last year.
Yeah, it
Going,
is. Kind of gets you excited for the upcoming year.
yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Do you want to pick divisions?
Okay.
1 through rank them where we think they're going to end.
Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Let me pull it up real quick. I write this down too. I want to keep track of this. See if we're right or not. There's that pen.
One thing I will mention about quarterback, one more thing is it's I'll use this analogy because, sometimes I'll turn on the show just because I really like to take naps during the day and just turn on to just get myself ready for a nap. Other shows you kind of have to actually sit down and watch it. This is a show where if you sit down, you have to keep watching. You can't go away. It's that good of a show.
And so you're not going to get that nap in if you turn on quarterback, huh? Probably not. I'll take that as a probably not.
So, if you have things to do, I don't know what you guys' normal schedule of whoever listens to this is like, but when you have time, you have to sit down, watch quarterback again. I'll show you where you can just sit down, and watch and get up in 5 minutes. You want to sit down, you immediately hurt.
That good?
Yeah.
I agree, it's that good. You're locked in. Once you watch it, you're kind of locked in. All right, J-Man, you want to start AFC, NFC?
You choose.
All right, let's go AFC. You want me to go first? We'll do
Yes.
AFC East.
Oh, boy.
I'm gonna go. I feel like this one's pretty easy. No, it's not. I take that back, and it's not easy anymore because we got Bills, Dolphins, Patriots, Jets. Jets with Aaron Rodgers, Dolphins with Tua, Patriots with Mac Jones, Bills with Josh Allen. I'm gonna go Bills one. I just don't think anyone's gonna knock them off. I'm gonna go Jets two. I think Sauce Gardner, Aaron Rodgers, Dalvin Cook, possibly that's a good team. I'm gonna go Dolphins three and Patriots four.
So,
How about you? What are you thinking?
we got Bill's one because
I think that's a good one.
Bill is one because they just
They're dominant. Josh Allen, Diggs, that whole defense, Von Miller, good team.
so I think Bill's one I guess say Jeff, maybe two or three.
No, you gotta say, are they two or are they three?
I could go with I'll go two only because I think they have a better team
How
on
much of a
it.
Jets fan are you now that Aaron Rodgers is on the Jets?
Well, Mac Jones, he's okay, but I think maybe a year he will get to that level, but Jets two, Patriots three, Dolphins four, Bills. Number one.
You dodged my question, Jeff. How big of a Jets fan are you now that Aaron Rodgers is on the Jets?
Well, I just, I will, I just,
I don't know. That's why I asked.
God says, love your neighbor as yourself. So I
Well, New York
can't.
is pretty far from California.
I can't hold anything against anybody.
Oh,
So
so you're not a Jets fan. Okay, I got you. I got you.
I just, want God to bless everybody, including Aaron Rodgers.
All right, that answers that question for me. All right, we got AFC West, Broncos, Chiefs, Raiders, Chargers. I feel like this one's pretty easy, but I'm gonna go Chiefs number one. I just don't think anyone in that division comes close to what the Chiefs have.
Maybe what's his name?
Maybe Justin Herbert and the Chargers, but I still don't think they have enough to beat knock off the Chiefs, but I'll put them two. And I'll put Russell Wilson three. I think with Sean Payton, they're going to be a better team. And I think the Raiders are going to be laughable this year, so.
Yeah,
No,
well, you
Derek Carr. Is Devontae Adams still on the Raiders, though? Did he stay? Do you know? Am I just blanking?
I don't know.
Well, the Raiders quarterback's Garoppolo, so we'll see how that goes. I feel like he's going to be requesting a trade. No, he's still on the Raiders, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe Jimmy G can turn his career around. We'll see.
Yeah, boy, in San Francisco, Jimmy G, Jimmy G, he played well, but it's gonna be a different kind of deal with the Raiders, because they don't really have anybody besides Devontae Adams. Maybe God wants to keep him humble, and
Yeah,
so
I mean that's the ebb and flow of teams though. Can't all
yeah.
not everyone can be good, but yeah, I mean Jacoby Myers isn't a bad receiver too. But you ever think about what would happen in an alternate universe where Devontae Adams stayed on the Packers, or is that a sore subject? I feel like it wasn't the best career move for him.
Well, don't remember.
What could have been, I guess. I mean, I guess what I'm getting at is maybe Aaron Rodgers is still on the Packers if Devontae Adams doesn't leave. And Devontae Adams might be having a better career right now if he didn't leave too.
God wants to keep us humble, so maybe he wants to keep Devontae Adams humble, or maybe he goes somewhere I don't really
Yeah, we'll have to
know.
see. That could be a storyline to think about, though, if he's going to get traded. So I've got Chiefs, Chargers, Broncos, Raiders. What you got, J-Man?
So I'm gonna go. You gotta go. Gotta go. Chiefs, number one. I think it's cool because it's scripted, it says nothing's impossible with God. What God was able to do for the Chief, and I think you want to bless him again. So I'll go Chief number one, and Chief, I mean, Charles is number two. Getting back to the Chief for a second, it's not about Chief. It's all about God. Maybe God wants to bless you and your career and your life. Anyway,
So, you
Chiefs.
know, you're just saying nothing's impossible with God, and if you stay humble, great things could happen.
Thank you, honey. I kind of lost my train of
That's why you
thought.
got a co-host.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
All right, so we got Chiefs, Chargers. Who you got? 3-4. You got Broncos, Raiders left.
I'm gonna put Broncos at 3. Yeah. And
End it
then,
with the Raiders.
yeah, we
I
go.
think.
I think God, God allows us to go through trials and tribulations, but I think he wants to bless us not only in football but in life. So I think with being Dixon, Sean Payton, I think that they have a better coach. We'll see what happens with Oakland. I just don't think that they have
Las Vegas, you mean?
any Las Vegas. Yeah.
We'll see. It might be a rebuilding period for them right now. And they're in a tough
Yeah.
division to get out of with they got
Yeah.
two, maybe even three quarterbacks in their primes right now in that division.
Yeah.
So, all right, AFC North, we got Ravens, Bengals, Browns, Steelers. That was a
So,
tough one. I can go first again. I'm gonna go Bengals one. I think Joe Burrow's still really good. That team's still really good. Help me out. What's their top receiver's name from LSU? I'm having a blank. The guy who played with Justin Jefferson.
oh yeah, what is his name?
Ja'Marr Chase, I think.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, that connection alone is really good. I'm gonna go Ravens two with bringing in back Lamar Jackson, bringing in Odell Beckham, Rashad Bateman. A good team. It's tough though. I'm gonna go Browns three. I think Steelers are rebuilding. I'm gonna put them last.
Yeah.
And they brought in Pat Pete as a corner, and I think he's getting pretty old, so.
Well, Pat Pete.
Patrick Peterson, the ex-Cardinals, ex-Vikings,
Oh, okay, man.
cornerback. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, you got Odell, Rashad Bateman, Zay Flowers, J.K. Dobbins, Lamar Jackson. That's a pretty good offense.
Yeah.
I think Patrick Queen, Roquan Smith. It's a really good team. I don't think it's better than the Bengals, but then Browns, Deshaun Watson's still a good player. I don't agree with him still being in the league, probably, but he's pretty good. And then
Yeah.
Steelers. I don't know. I just don't think Steelers have a lot right now. But you never know. They've got a lot of fan support always.
Yeah.
They've got good receivers. I just don't know if they've got the quarterback, Kenny Pickett. We'll see, though.
Yeah.
But
So,
George Pickens, Deontay Johnson, Najee Harris, they're good players.
yeah.
What you got? Show me what you got.
What I'm doing, absolutely agree with you. I'm not really a Bengals guy, but I'm gonna go Bengals number one only because they play well this last couple years. And I think that, I think I still think Lamar Jackson. God has given him a gift. He's given Joe Burrow a gift, but I think Joe Burrow's shown up more in the playoffs.
I agree with that take too. I agree
Yeah.
with that take 100%.
Yeah. So will you beat the Bills at home last year? That was impressive. And they beat
That's a big
some.
win. That's a big win. a
Yeah,
career, big career win for him.
that wasn't even close. And I think Lamar just, how old is Lamar Jackson?
How old is he?
Yeah.
Man, I'm a quick look for you.
Yeah.
26, he's not that old.
Really quick, Ryan has the gift of technology. Thank you for doing this. And I love you, man.
Nah, I love you.
He just looked that up. How old is he?
26.
Yeah. So I think Lamar Jackson needs maybe a year. He's only 26, so we'll see what happens in 2023. Oh, with me, Raymond, do you think he'll win a playoff game or not?
Yeah, as always or not. So you got Bengals, Ravens. What are you doing with Browns, Steelers?
Oh, man.
Yeah, not great teams.
You know, Kelly Pickett. Oh, man. They both have a gift, but I think either one of them could go three or maybe four.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, it's really up in the air. So what's
So,
who you got three?
maybe still, I mean, maybe Brown. Did they add anybody?
Yeah, they got Dalvin Tomlinson from the Vikings.
Yeah.
Deep big D tackle. Let me see if they got anyone else for you. Oh, they also got Za'Darius Smith. So they got Za'Darius Smith and they got Dalvin Tomlinson, both from the Vikings. So they took two of our defensive players.
I go Browns over Steelers.
All right, so you got Steelers rounding it out. This and then I feel like AFC South. I hate to say it, but I think we're looking at. Let me look at the NFC real quick before I say this. Okay, yeah, I think we're definitely looking at the worst. There's no way this is not the worst division in the AFC. Sorry to all Texans, Colts, Jags, and Titans fan, but we got three rookie quarterbacks in this division. So that's a lot. Or no, two rookie quarterbacks, Ryan Tannehill and Trevor Lawrence. So, I mean, definitely I'm gonna go Jags one. I'm gonna put Titans two. I'm gonna put Colts three because they still have Jonathan Taylor for now, although he might get traded. I'm gonna put Texans four. We'll see CJ Stroud on the Texans this year. And then you got Anthony Richardson on the Colts.
Yeah.
You got three rookie quarterbacks starting this year. And you got Bryce Young playing for the Panthers. So that's kind of exciting. You got a lot of quarterbacks. And then the The Titans also brought in Will Levis, so we'll see if he plays, depending on Tannehill.
Who did he
Titans.
play for? I mean, who did he play for last year?
Kentucky.
Well, see.
Yep, a lot of quarterback rebuilding in that division, though. All except one team, so it's also my vote for worst division in the AFC. All right, what you got, J-Man?
So we have to be again.
I went Jags, Titans, Colts, Texans in the AFC South.
So I actually agree because I really like Trevor Lawrence. He has a gift from God. I think God has given him a gift. I think it took him a while. You know, we all go through trials. We all go through trouble.
Tribulations.
Tribulations, but I think God wanted to bless Trevor last year as well because he worked so hard to become a quarterback. What I mean by that, God really did because they made the first round of playoffs and actually won. So life we have to face perseverance too. So I think with Trevor, he had to face trials and tribulations and he had to face perseverance because it takes a lot of work to become an NFL quarterback. And I thought he did an amazing job. I mean, at the end of last year, he figured it out. I mean, in life, we're not gonna be perfect, and on the football field, we're not gonna be perfect. So he made a few mistakes, but overall, as a Jaguars fan, you gotta be happy.
Yeah, he seems like he's making the turn.
Yeah.
I definitely agree with that. So, yeah, could be good things. And then they also get the running back that got hurt early last year, but is also from Clemson. But he's back this year.
Yeah.
And then they got Calvin Ridley. They brought in Calvin Ridley. And I think he could have a huge year for them. So I don't know. Jags could be kind of a sleeper in the AFC, honestly.
And what?
Travis Etienne. I think Travis Etienne is good.
Yeah.
Christian Kirk, Calvin Ridley. That's dangerous. I'm just gonna say that's dangerous.
So I have to go number one, Jags. Number two,
You got Titans, Colts, Texans.
Titans, number three, Colts, number four,
Houston, Texans.
yeah,
All right, let's go to the NFC.
that's a really bad division.
That's an understatement. All right, let's go to the NFC halfway home, J-Man. We got Cowboys, Giants, Eagles, Commanders. I'm gonna go Eagles one. I just think that's still that best team there. And I see no reason for them to give that up. I'm gonna go Giants two. I think they really hit their stride last year. Cowboys three, Commanders four.
Yeah.
I think,
Did
Giants brought back a lot of guys. You got Saquon, you got Daniel Jones, both coming back. I mean, spanked the Vikings in the playoffs, but won't get into that. Darius Slayton, Paris Campbell, solid defense. Yeah, I'm gonna go with them too. Cowboys, I think, are good. I just think they have too many holes. They're getting old too. Some of their best players are getting old.
I think that was Eagles number one because they made it to Super Bowl. Giants number two because they it was you want to be blessed by God and God can use people to catch you by surprise in football and sports too. He helped, he wanted the Giants to be blessed, and so they caught people by surprise and so I'm gonna go with Philly at one, Giants number two. Who else is in there?
Cowboys, Commanders.
Who the Commanders quarterback?
Well, last year it was Heinicke. But I think they brought someone in. So I think it's a competition right now.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we for sure have the day one starter, but I think it's looking like, oh, they lost Heinicke. I think it's looking like Sam Howell is going to be their guy.
But I'm in the table with
And Sam Howell is competing against Jacoby Brissett. And he came out of North Carolina.
so I didn't know if that was number three because I think Dallas just has a better quarterback and Washington number four.
Washington number four. I'm trying to figure out. I think Taylor Heinicke is on the Falcons. Taylor Heinicke got signed by the Falcons. 2 years, $2 million.
Good for him.
All right, next we've been pretty similar, Jeff, but we'll see if that changes. We got NFC West, we've got Cardinals, Rams, 49ers, Seahawks. I'm gonna go. This is tough because Brock Purdy, we don't know. I think
Yeah.
I'm gonna go. Hey, I can see this going a lot of ways, but I'm gonna go Seahawks, 49ers, Rams, Cardinals. I think the Cardinals are still bad, and they lost some of their best players. They lost DeAndre Hopkins and Byron Murphy. I think that helps them at all.
So I'm gonna go Rams, Seahawks, what?
You got 49ers and Cardinals left.
49ers because they are a better team and
Cardinals?
Cardinals.
Yeah, Cardinals are not looking good right now. So, all right, now this is the one where it gets fun for us. Always. NFC North, that's where we live. Vikes won, of course, not even going to be close, probably. I'm gonna go Lions 2. I think the Lions under Dan Campbell play hard. I'm gonna go Packers 3. I think Jordan Love is, we'll see. I think he's gonna be okay though. And then I'm gonna go Bears 4 because I think Justin Fields isn't actually that good. Even though they did get DJ Moore, which helps, but I could have maybe put Packers 4, but I'll be nice to you today.
So,
I'm interested to see what you say, though.
honestly, I will always be a Packers fan, but I think the Vikings are a way better team. So I'm gonna go with Vikings 1. Packers.
Wow.
But
Wow, this is a moment in history.
Packers too. Quietly, therefore.
Yeah, I just don't think the Bears have a good defense either. But I do think the NFC and the AFC South are the two worst divisions in football. I will say that. Actually, without a doubt. And I actually think the NFC South is going to be the worst division in football this year. You got Falcons, Panthers, Saints, Bucks. Your quarterbacks are Taylor Heineke, CJ Stroud, Derek Carr, and Baker Mayfield. I mean, this is really a toss-up. I think this is anyone's division, to be honest with you. Someone has to win it, inevitably. And while they have a winning record, probably not, but someone has to win it. So I'm gonna go Saints, Bucks, Panthers, Falcons. What I'm gonna go with.
Boy, that is really bad.
Yeah, division's really bad. What are you thinking?
Oh, boy. Saints are number one only because they have Derek Carr.
Yep, I think that's the best of our quarterback in that division.
And then Taylor Heineke and Atlanta at number two.
I could see that. I could see that.
The hard thing is. And I mean, Taylor Heineke, poor guy, He's been on the two worst teams in football.
Hey, he's all right. He's making 2 years, 20 mil. Yeah, Bijan Robinson, though, running back. With their running backs are pretty good. Bijan Robinson, Tyler Allgeier, and Cordarrelle Patterson. All right, you got Bucks, Falcons, or sorry, Bucks, Panthers. To finish.
Boxers and defender only because Baker Mayfield has a little bit more experience.
Yep. All right. Well, that rounds it out. That's our NFL predictions 2023. I think we're running short on time, so we might have to talk about MLB next pod. And maybe we can talk a little FIBA basketball next pod too.
Okay, so
Anything you want to talk about before we wrap the pod?
really quick, who you want the Vikings to play in the Super Bowl?
Oh, you think we got a chance to make it to the Super Bowl?
If you guys have good defense, I
Oh, if
mean,
we get there, if we get to the Super Bowl?
yeah.
I think it would be fun to see us play the Bills. I think that'd be a fun matchup, Vikes Bills. Because, and the reason I say that is because we've combined lost the most Super Bowls of any two teams. So one team gets to end the drought forever, and one team stays in the worst drought forever.
I mean, if you guys play like you did last year, and you guys brought in a defensive coordinator who actually may know what he's doing, he's been a head coach in the past, so God wants us to have wisdom about everything. So I think he wanted the Vikings coach to have wisdom, Kevin O'Connell, about who he brought in. So we'll see what happens with Brian Flores, but if everything works out and last year, you guys have a chance.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. It could be an exciting year.
Now,
So yeah, next pod we'll definitely talk some more basketball before the season starts, FIBA World Cup. We can talk MLB as we get closer to the playoffs. We got a lot to still talk about there. But hey, you
yeah.
know what we got to do to wrap this pod, J-Man.
Yeah, well, use Ryan the most, make a difference. Thank you for the friendship. Thank you for putting him in my life. Give him time with you. Amen.
Amen.
With me.